Defense Intelligence Agency had its third Defense Intelligence Acquisition Conference in Miami this week. This year's theme, Leveraging Efficiencies for Operational Effectiveness, focuses on how to bring new technology to the warfighter while dealing with a constantly evolving national security landscape. Mark Bogart is an acquisition executive at the Defense Intelligence Agency. He joined us from the conference with his take on what's going on.
And we're looking at how we can work well together to look at best practices and find ways to get more return on investment for the taxpayer and for the mission through effective processes and oversight of acquisition.
Well, that explains that you were part of that panel discussion called Acquisition Across the Intelligence Community with CIA, NGA, NSA, other executives were with you. So were you able to share those best practices there and kind of find not only common challenges but common solutions?
Absolutely. We all share a lot of the same challenges and some of the solutions based on our different statutory roles and responsibilities. They might be a little bit different, but we all share the same common thread where we're trying to do more with less for the taxpayer.
Now, you have a lot of people that are on the programs in DIA, program managers, and also the IT people that might be deploying requirements that you have to acquire the equipment for. Are they part of this whole efficiency drive, the people that ultimately result in the requirements that you have to fulfill?
Absolutely. The acquisition process is not only the contracting folks that work for me, but we have oversight of the whole process from the requirements generators to the people implementing and then executing the contracts and overseeing the contractor performance. We have approximately one-third of our agency in contractor, so we call that our blended workforce, and we're responsible for that one-third to get the best bang for the buck.
Now, what were some of the main takeaways you discovered from the panel?
Well, each of us shared a lot of the same things. DIA is a little different than the other agencies in that they handle more of the major systems acquisition. So some of their comments reflected that. We're more of a combat support operational agency with more services and IT, buying the search engines to make sure that we can connect the dots and get the intel from the collectors to the analysts and to the people that use that intelligence. And that's the focus of what we do.
Now, one of the big drives going on at the Office of Management and Budget, and I think really across defense agencies also, is the upgrading and retraining, or let's say embellished training, of the acquisition workforce. Are you part of that, and what are you doing for the workforce to make them come up to the modern age?
Absolutely. In fact, we're part of the Secretary of Defense's Acquisition Workforce Improvement Initiative, where he's looking at efficiencies and budget cuts throughout the whole department. But the one and only area where he has actually allowed any increases that we're looking at to go forward in spite of all the other cuts is in the area of acquisition. And that was stated publicly that because we're so shorthanded and the benefit of a strong acquisition workforce will achieve a lot more efficiencies and savings. And he sees that as a critical piece of what we're doing, and that's what we're focusing here at this conference.
Is that the primary challenge, just resources, human resources?
Well, for years, if you look at after the Cold War, there was a drawdown on the peace dividend, and acquisition was caught in the crossfire of savings. And 20 years after the Cold War, we had 9/11 and a huge surge. There was no real pickup of the acquisition workforce to help meet the needs of that kind of an increase. And here we are trying to play catch-up, and finally all the stars are lining up to help restore the strength of the acquisition workforce to get us back to where we need to be.
We're speaking with Mark Bogart. He is the acquisition executive for the Defense Intelligence Agency. And part of improving the workforce is also improving communication with industry, and that's a big drive going on across government. But given the nature of the mission that the DIA has, what types of information can you share with vendors, say, pre-solicitation, and how do you handle that whole issue?
Well, we're following a lot of the guidance from Dan Gordon, the OMB OFPP administrator, who is telling us to engage more with industry so that you come up with better outcomes. There's been a lot of skepticism about whether we should talk with industry early, and a lot of fears about protests and all that, but we're removing all those barriers so that we have the good dialogue with industry to get the best products and results. So we're moving forward with a lot of industry outreach, conferences like this, and pre-solicitation conferences to make sure that what we're buying is the right thing.
Is that the biggest piece of advice you would also have with contractors, is just keeping those lines of communications open?
Absolutely. In fact, there's probably a fear on the part of contractors if they ask a question that they might be looked down upon. I encourage industry to engage with all of my contracting officers to make sure that we're not missing something. We're not perfect, but the culture of my organization is to keep that dialogue open so we get good solutions for the mission and for the taxpayer.
Now, this is DIA's 50th anniversary, so what's your goal as a 50th anniversary party, or gift, I should say, for the acquisition workforce?
Well, I hope that with 50 years of history behind us, we're at a point now where all the stars are aligning and converging, and we can actually deliver to help the Secretary of Defense, President Obama, and our warfighters here by achieving efficiencies through what we do and doing it well. And that's what I would hope to achieve, and I think we're on the right path to get there.
And finally, as part of this conference and participating in this conference, are you encouraged that you are on the right path in creating the acquisition workforce that is needed for the coming years? Is that what you're looking for, and are you encouraged by the folks who are up and coming in that business?
Absolutely. In fact, we are well underway with some of the initiatives that we're following the Secretary of Defense's efficiencies. He's provided a workforce fund that we're able to take advantage of, and not only do we have approval from OSD to move forward with some of those resources, we have the agency leadership also buying in and recognizing the value and importance of a strong acquisition workforce. So we are moving forward and making great progress already on that path.
It sounds like you've got the support of General Burgess himself.
Absolutely, and the whole leadership of the agencies are behind us in building the acquisition workforce that's not only in our shop, but as well in their shop.